Good morning. It's 8:20 here on The Ticket. Wednesday morning, Valentine's Day with the Musers. Coming up at 8:40, we're going to visit with our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. We'll talk to him about the psychology of winning 3 Super Bowls in 5 years. Somebody said this is a weird topic for Valentine's Day, but it is kind of fitting because today is Ash Wednesday.
Indeed. Indeed. And I thought about this because we went through this recently in my family. I mentioned last week my brother had passed, and his ceremony for our family was this past weekend. And just for the record, he was cremated, and it started a conversation with my siblings and some relatives about our wishes. And I think everybody answered the same: cremation, which was not the average answer 20 years ago or 60 years ago. Only 3% of those who passed in 1960 were cremated. It is now up to 60%.
Wow.
As of 2023. And they think that by the 2030s, this will be at 75% of those who pass the way they want to go through that part of the ceremony is being cremated instead of buried. And as we grew up, if you heard about a funeral, there would be a procession and there would be the graveside service, or and there would be a casket and all that. And I guess I assumed that as a kid, but I was one of those. A few years back, I think after my parents passed, I started thinking about it. And it is something that you need to tell your relatives. I don't know what the age
you
is.
You need to pre-think.
But I don't know, once you become an adult, maybe, and hopefully if you have a spouse, you know, you can tell them your wishes and I guess get them in writing. I've had a will for a long time, but nowhere in writing do I have, this is what I want.
Really?
No.
Hmm.
So, I've told my family I want to be cremated. And I told Wade Bowen I want him to play West Texas Rain at my service, and he agreed to do it. So that's, the music would be good.
And I'll be backup singing and overclapping
no,
on that number.
There is a band, Do Not Let This Man In, and I've posted your picture. So you can't go in and do some sort of, as you say, you want a marionette service for you. Where
yeah, I
want
to be attached to cables, and there be a truss up above the in the ceiling that will take me on a track, and I'll dance down the aisle and hop into my own casket.
And then close the casket.
And then close the lid.
Pretty
yeah.
awesome. That
and then you
be...
hear a muffled, pre-recorded voice of me begging to be let out.
Okay, so there's
just
that.
Just make everyone really uncomfortable.
And I'm thinking that you do want to be buried, don't you, Gordo?
I don't know, man. I have gone back and forth. I'm very ambivalent about it.
Yeah?
Like, I have mixed feelings. Part of me wants to be buried, and part of me wants to be cremated, so maybe I'll just split it in half. Right at the waist.
And we all get to see that at the visitation, too? That you
yeah,
just
you'll see an
these?
Urn of my lower half, and then the top half of me. Actually, it'd be better the other way.
Yeah,
you can go visit my legs, the visitation,
man,
and then see the urn of my top half.
You should do that. That would
he
be
probably will
a perfect ending
it
to
is
your
a perfect
life.
Perfect ending.
Would they comply with something like that?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
But
although,
you
when you get cremated now, from what I understand, you know, you can have just the urn and those can be, I guess, displayed at the house, or you can have those, your wishes, those ashes will be spread in maybe one place or several different places. But they're now mixing the ashes with ink for tattoos,
mm-hmm.
jewelry. I've
mm-hmm.
heard of that.
You have someone compressed into a diamond.
I had a lot of diamonds.
Stop it.
A keychain. Made into a vinyl record.
What? I haven't heard that one yet.
I hadn't either, but
and
apparently this is a
recording
thing.
Of the person's voice saying, help me! Help me! I'm in eternal pain!
Maybe it's their favorite 10 songs or something
oh,
like that.
Yeah, I guess that would
probably
be a better
way to go. What about you, Junior? What are you doing? or do you know?
You know, it's very strange because, like you, I don't have anything in writing, and I overthink everything in my life. Like, I'm a planner, and I think way too much about everything. But I have not given what happens to my body more than 1 second of thought after I'm dead.
You've always been whatever anyone wants to do with you
yes.
is fine.
Whatever yeah. my family decides they want to do with me is fine. I have absolutely no preference.
But I will say that it lightens their cognitive load if you do plan ahead.
Yeah.
And give them direction.
That
on
way they don't
like
have to
that.
Make the decision, well, this is what he wanted, so.
You know, maybe you should word it something like, these are my wishes with the caveat, if you feel more comfortable doing it a different way, then by all means do that.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for direction from me here, just go along with this.
I remember having the conversation with my parents once about cremation versus burial, and they both really wanted to be buried. They did not like the idea of being incinerated.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
A lot of people, that weirds them out.
And meanwhile, the burying thing is the part that creeps me out. I
with
think the
worms
most.
Eating you alive yeah. and your body just decaying.
Yeah.
That's creepy too. There's really no great answer.
No.
And like you said, it really, maybe we should all have the attitude, it really doesn't matter.
Right.
But I mean, at some point we're going to run out of room for cemeteries. That's part of my thinking of being cremated. I don't want to take up any more room, but there is the one, I think the advantage, and I guess you could do this even if you were cremated, to have some sort of marker or headstone, because I do find for those who are left behind, there can be some comfort.
And that going and to go have and, a place to yeah. remember and grieve
yes.
and
yes.
all that. Yes, I do believe. You know what's happened now, and I think these are really cool. I've had family members that have done this, is that you have the, is it called a columbarium?
Columbarium, mm-hmm.
So you go in there and they have, everybody has like their own niche.
Yeah.
And you decorate it. You can put pictures of the person's life in there. So you have the urn that's in there. It's basically like a whole wall of fish tanks. Think of it about it like that, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, you buy a space in there and you can put, you know, one or two urns in there and you, for married couples, and you put pictures of them in there. You could put trinkets from their life. You can put their, you know, their military medals in there. It's however you want to decorate it within reason. I don't think they allow nudity and things like that.
No, we don't need that.
But it is, that to me is the best option of going and remembering a person and grieving for them, because a lot of they're indoors, they're air conditioned. It's interesting to walk around and look at other people's lives too. Mm-hmm. I think that those columbariums, the modern ones, are really cool. Not just where you're buried behind a wall, you know, ashes are behind a big granite wall,
yeah.
but the actual glass front that yeah. is a display case of your life.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think that that type of thing is the way it looks like culture is going. There's been this, that's a huge shift in 60 years' time to go from 3% cremation to 60% and it's a steady climb to where, you know, like I said, it's going to be like 75% here in the next 10 years or so. What about the area where the ashes are spread and that's the place where you go and remember? And if it's a beautiful place, you know, like it's on a lake or something or in the mountains somewhere, and that's where you go. But then you got to be careful when you got to be careful where you put ashes.
I don't think you're allowed to just spread them here.
I think
that's illegal.
Yeah.
I know that Disneyland has a big problem with that, Disney World, a big problem with people showing up to spread their loved one's ashes. People have been arrested for doing that.
Can't. Someone really want to be, that's where they want to go?
Riding Space Mountain, right, all of a sudden you get a face full of the guy in front of you's aunt.
I'm a little surprised we haven't had a P1 over the years who wanted to spread their P1 friend's ashes at ticket stock.
I wonder if that's happened before. We don't
maybe
know
it. Has.
Yeah, maybe they didn't tell us.
Maybe it has.
I do like that idea, though, of returning to the earth, ashes to ashes,
yeah.
and you're then going to be right there in that beautiful spot, your favorite spot on earth.
But
I think
more,
I prefer that.
More returning to earth, though, is the decomposition. That's
yeah,
the part that feeds the earth and keeps the
right.
cycle going.
But you're in a box.
It's going to take a while.
Well, you know, some religions, they don't They don't embalm and they bury you in a pine box mm-hmm. to where you do return to the earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another element to this is there are some religions where the dead body is so sacred or like you're saying, they want it to return to earth to mm-hmm. feed the earth. There is a religious element here.
Sure.
There's, we've talked about it before. What's the composting one? Where they use your body as compost. I think they inject you with fungi or something.
They put you in a bag at Home Depot or something?
No, they bury you under a tree, and then the tree grows like 50 feet overnight.
Like the meatball story?
The what? What did you just say?
You know what I'm talking about, but we don't have time to explain it. So I guess my question to you is, do I need to put this in writing? These are my wishes.
I think you should.
Okay.
Put your wishes in writing. Like you said, the Wade Bowen stuff, or who was it, Randy, who was singing
Wade.
For you? Yeah. You couldn't book Randy for your funeral?
Well, I just think that there's a song. It's a long story.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. Put all that in writing where your family has something to go by. Because it's overwhelming when a loved one dies and you have to handle all that stuff.
Yeah.
And if you know how it should go, how they would want it to go, that would help them out.
Yeah. How often do you go back? And if you do have a loved one that has the gravesite, how often do you go back? Once a year, once a month, once every 5 years?
Some years I go back more than others. But it's so strange. I go there in my mind a lot, which I wouldn't be able to do if there wasn't a physical location that I knew that I could go to.
Yeah.
Like that place pops up in my mind so often it's crazy. Hmm. But if a person is cremated and their ashes are just kind of still in the box that you got from the mortuary and you haven't put them in an urn so much and
same shelf as the dog.
Yeah. And it's in the storage room and it's like somehow that feels incomplete to me.
Yeah.
Like you need a final resting place.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I don't visit my parents' graves as much as I wish I did. Like, I try to on their birthdays or the date of their
Mother
death.
Mother and Father's Day, things like that.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I'll also go 7, 8, 9 months and realize I haven't been out there.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Well, you know how it is. Eventually, all graves go untended.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the way it is.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So, something romantic you can do for your loved one today, though, is to cut off a foot and have it made into a diamond and give them a ring. Yeah. Here's my foot ring.
All right, happy Ash Wednesday.
That's weirder than the meatball tree.
It's 8:34 on the ticket. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the psychology of winning 3 Super Bowls in 5 years with Dr. Carlton Maxwell.